Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast, brought to you, as always, by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the app now and use promo code DNVR when you sign up. I'm doing a lot of hand motions today.
I love it.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. The season has started now. I've got Christian Saez here with me. I'm Susie Hunter. Christian, how are you doing? How did you like that game last night?
Oh, my gosh, Susie. It's a good day. It's a good day to be a Rockies
fan
right now. The Rockies are so back. And I don't care that it was opening day, it was first game. Right now we have positive stuff to talk about for the Rockies, and there is nothing better than starting the season on a good note.
Yeah, let's talk about our first place Colorado Rockies.
First place, home run leader. Just crushing it right out of the gate. Arguably the best team in baseball, too, right now.
Best team in baseball right now. Tied with a few others. About 15 others.
Just a bit.
Just about.
We're hanging in there. We're in the conversation, and that's all we can ask for.
Great vibes, one day only.
Yes, yes.
One day only.
Starting strong.
No, a great, great start to the season against the Padres. The Rockies are high key the Padres' kryptonite.
Yeah, yeah. And I was talking to you a little bit about that before we started. Is like, you know, I'm impressed that they had such a good game against the Padres. Now, don't get me wrong. Baseball is a sport where even, you know, a very big outmatched team can come up and just have a good game. Your pitcher's on, you know, and that kind of stuff happens. But the Rockies had a good overall outing against the Padres. And that's what I liked the most, is that it wasn't just one guy who just had a game. You know, they had a Marquez just threw lights out and that was what won it. Like, no, the entire team put together a legitimate performance.
Everyone got a hit.
Everyone
you
got a hit.
You get a hit and you get a
yes,
hit.
Yes, Oprah Winfrey. Get a hit. Like, everyone got a hit. Crone with two home runs. He was crushing it, literally.
Literally.
And Marquez with a good outing. I mean, J-Law had a good performance. Like,
we're going to talk about J-Law in a little bit, but this might be the year of J-Law.
Yeah. It was.
Boy, I mean, is cooking.
It was a good outing for him. So I just, a lot of positive things to talk about. It wasn't just one or two guys that put it together and, you know, ended up getting them the victory. This was a full team effort. And I think it sets the stage for, obviously, it's really early, but it sets the stage for what the Rockies can be when they play cohesively.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that they're going to make the playoffs or win the World Series, but it gives you a bit of an idea of, hey, when this team's playing well together, this is what you can see from them.
Let's keep ourselves humble because we do know the division we're in. We do know what we have to work with. So, like, you know, let's manage our expectations.
With a grain of salt, of course.
But it's so hard to manage those expectations when you see CJ Crone in that performance last night, because he had such a quiet spring. Who the hell cares?
Yeah.
He had a very loud opening day. Absolutely incredible. Those two home runs, he's leading MLB in home runs right now.
And you know what I like to see is it started making it into the national spotlight. You know, I mean, you rarely see the Rockies showing up on someone's radar when I'm scrolling through Twitter and it's not, you know, a local posting. Like, no, I was seeing the ESPN posting about his second home run. And so that was kind of cool to see the Rockies actually getting making the big stage a little bit in their opening day.
Getting a little attention. We like when the Rockies get attention. But yeah, four RBI, tied for second all time by a Rockies player on opening day. Vinny Castillo, of course, has the most with five back in 1998.
Wow.
Yeah. So, hey.
Five home runs?
Five RBIs.
Oh, five RBIs.
RBI.
Okay. I was going to say, wow.
No. Calm
down.
It's a
bigger
stat
there.
It's okay.
Yeah, right.
But that's CJ Cron's second home run in the seventh inning. So per Sarah Lyons, that in terms of multi-game home runs on opening day for the Rockies, CJ Cron has done it. Trevor Story has done it. Vinny Castillo has done it. Every time it's happened, it's been on the road.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, is weird because that definitely goes against the national core's narrative.
And I'll tell you, I mean, from a play, I can't speak from experience as a professional baseball player by any means, but I had a couple two home run games when I was in high school, and there is no better feeling than hitting two home runs in one game. I mean, like, I would argue that that's almost more rewarding. This is tough, but I'd argue that it's almost more rewarding than throwing a high school no-hitter.
Oh.
Seven-inning no-hitter in high school. Hitting two home runs in one game in high school is more rewarding than throwing a no-hitter in high school.
Damn.
I know.
I mean, like, that's so fun,
though. I can't say
that
from the professional league. But.
I mean, listen, a no-hitter takes all freaking game. It takes several hours. You don't get that immediate satisfaction. But, like, you know, those home runs, you feel them right away.
You do. And it's
so I get it.
It's the trot around the bases. You're just – and when you get to do it for a second time – there's no better feeling.
I do want to address some comments. We got one right now. The biggest issue for David was the two catcher interferences last night. Elias Diaz, very unusual stuff. And also, like, the one, I don't think it should have been.
Yes, true. I will say, you know, I mean, when you start looking at catcher interferences, one, not a big deal. It happens every once in a while. Sometimes you're trying to get that, you know, the good spot. You're trying to get the good stick with the glove. Second time, it's starting to become something that your pitching and catching coaches are going to look at. There was that one that kind of seemed like it was a bit on the edge.
Yeah.
But it's something to think about. We'll see if it continues.
Yeah. Also, David did note in the comments, one of those home runs from CJ Cron was a unicorn. It only would have been a home run at Petco Park.
Did David get to see our show notes before we started?
I think David saw the show notes. Or
he's
logged
pointing
on
out a
to
good
the DNVR Rockies Twitter.
Right,
I think we probably talked about a bunch of these things.
It is a good point.
We were also excited live tweeting that game. There were a lot of us with our Twitter fingers going.
Yeah, it's nice when you're winning. And David does make
fun.
A good point. You know,
fun.
I mean, that is a home run's a home run, though. So doesn't matter if it's, you know, 300 feet on the dot or 400 feet. It's a home run.
Yeah, we got to talk about the 17 hits and the 17 strikeouts because that was pretty interesting. And I know Mark just brought it up in the comments too. So listen, you ask, you shall receive.
Yeah.
Historic.
Historic. Yeah, and the 17 strikeouts, you know, if they win, doesn't matter. They're playing well.
Yeah.
17 hits, 17 strikeouts. They're doing good.
Yeah, this is the only time that this has happened in the modern era, so dating back to 1901, that a team has struck out 17 times at the plate and recorded 17 hits in a 9-inning game. So the Rockies making history.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little questionable. Sometimes it's like, okay, that's really cool. And, you know, this was cool. I think this was cool.
It is. It's a fun stat. You know, baseball people love to nerd out over stats. Patrick, I'm sure, loved to see the 17 and 17 stat line there. Like I said, the only thing for me is they were able to pick up the win. And so I don't care how you get it done. I don't care how ugly it was. You picked up a win. I mean, you look at the A's and their game against Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani just was dealing yesterday.
Then
he comes out of the game and the A's say, you know what? Hey, you might have had a good starter, but we're going to hit your second guy. So it doesn't matter how rough the game looked as long as you come away with a victory. The Rockies, you know, might have had those 17 strikeouts, but the rest of their game was solid.
We will definitely talk about the A's and the Angels and Shohei and all of that later. But listen, death, taxes, the Angels finding a way to lose after Shohei Ohtani does something historic.
Yeah, that seemed kind of to set the stage for what the rest of the season is going to look like for the Angels. And it's tough because as a pitcher, there's nothing worse than having a team that just doesn't have your back. And I cannot imagine a guy like Shohei Ohtani, who's arguably the best baseball player in the major leagues right now, and he has to deal with that. You know, you go out there and you throw a solid outing, and then your team just can't.
No one's got your back.
Help you out.
No one's got your back. I mean, listen, we're going to be talking about this all season. I said this before, but we are going to be talking about all season, speculating where Shohei is going to end up. And that's sad. That's a terrible position to be in, because we as Rockies fans were in that position, you know, with Trevor Story. Just like, okay, he's obviously not going to stay. Where's he going to end up?
And it has to be a big mental thing for him as well, because, you know, he knows his worth. He knows what he's valued. He's seen the rumors, and I'm sure his agent has clued him in on how much he's probably going to be looking at in when he signs. But there's an X factor to that as well. It's not just about the money for these guys. These guys know that they're going to be making millions wherever they go. So he's going to be wanting to go to a place where he can win and where he can create a legacy and build to his legacy.
Yeah.
And so it's challenging when you're a team like that, that you've got Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, two of the best baseball players in the world, and you just can't figure out a way to win.
I loved the jokes that people were tweeting out during that WBC final, where it's like, wow, Shohei and Mike Trout, like, they're so amazing in this WBC. Imagine if they were teammates.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Imagine if they played on the same team.
Imagine if one team had both of these dudes.
But it does show just how much baseball is a team sport. And that's where I go back to the whole point about the Rockies and how much of a team effort their victory was on opening day. That's what's so cool about it. You know, I mean, baseball is not just one or two guys. You know, you can have a team that's really, really good and have some guys that have off days. And if you don't play cohesively, you lose to a team like the Rockies, who had a very good game against a very good Padres team.
You know who did have an exceptionally good opening day was Charlie Blackmon. So Patrick Saunders tweeted this out last night. Charlie Blackmon, before this, was 3-for-38 in 10 opening day games, and he had 3 hits last night. So he did better than he's ever done combined.
3-for-38.
I know.
Jeez,
what is it about? Finally, I guess he's done like 10 opening days. He's like, okay, fine, now I can relax.
Yeah,
and
got a few under my belt. 3-for-38. That's, I mean, and as a player, you know, you always ask those questions of like, okay, how much do you really look at stats? You know, because obviously, as a player, you want to be focused on where am I lacking? Is there a specific side of my game that's not feeling up to par right now? But it's hard when you've got so much noise going around your head. And I would imagine for a guy like Blackmon to hear, hey, man, I don't know if you know this, but you're 3-for-38 in opening days, but good luck. Go figure it out. Like, that'd be a little annoying. You know, like, I wouldn't really want to focus on that. So it's good that he was able to kind of drown out some of that noise and pick up some hits.
After all these years, he finally did it.
Just took him a handful of tries.
It's the year of Charlie Blackmon. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Rockies' very hot start, this first game we've seen. But first, we got to talk about the amazing space that we're at. Here at the corner of Colfax and York, the DNVR bar, it is popping tonight. What are people here for right now?
I random games, I feel like.
There's
actually
a lot of random
know.
Stuff. I'm like trying to figure
Some
out like what
hockey
everyone's
going
watching.
On
We've got Marlins Mets on down there right now.
Good, yeah. It's hard to find baseball games to watch on television right now, so it's nice to come to the bar where you can actually watch most of the games.
You can watch Rockies games here, yes. I promise you. But listen, and you could save even more money if you become a diehard, because if you are a diehard, you are getting 15% off of your tab every damn time you come in to the DNVR bar. You are also getting 20% off of everything from dnvrlocker.com. When you become a diehard, you are getting a free t-shirt every single year, not just when you join, every year. And you're getting 20% off of our tailgates, and more importantly, our incredible takeovers. We have such a great party bus situation happening tomorrow for the Rapids game. We have our very own Rockies takeover on April 29th. You gotta get tickets to that, because it's gonna be actually so much freaking fun. But listen, you can make it happen. Head to thednvr.com. It's a good time.
It's a
great time.
I'm excited for opening day at Coors Field, and I know you guys are going to be throwing a party. I will not, unfortunately, be able to be there, but I am jealous. So everyone who gets to go, who gets a ticket and goes to the takeover for opening day at Coors Field, just have a drink for me, because I'll be thinking about you guys.
I hate that you found out that you can't make it to opening
literally
day.
Literally right before the show. Right, I'm like, the worst show. Vibes before the show, finding out that I could not go to opening day because of work.
But you're being so brave right now. Strong.
I know. Admitting that there was tough feelings coming
into David,
this.
Also, thank you for loving the DNVR bar.
Yes.
We love it. You know what we love to do at the DNVR bar? I feel like I see everyone with their DraftKings Sportsbook app open all the time. But now that it's baseball season, whew. Baseball is so fun to bet on because there are so many different things you can bet on. Not just the outcome of the games, but like so many weird little things every game that you can bet on. And you can do it at DraftKings Sportsbook. And new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly if you win. And listen, we've got NBA bets too. No sweat, same game parlays. So much going on in that app, but... Listen, it's tis the season.
Baseball is like one of those things that you could have played baseball your whole life and start betting on baseball, and you're starting to learn things that you didn't even know existed. Yeah. Different stat lines, and I'm like, wait a minute, like I'm having to look up certain, certain things to figure out what they mean. It's fun. Teaches you a lot about the sport.
You know, it kind of does. That's the thing about baseball. Even people who know everything about baseball, they always say there is more to learn, and you're going to learn more about the game of baseball by making these random crazy bets every game, every damn game. But listen, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. And listen, I don't know how to transition out of this. I'm no Patrick, but... Backus and Shanker. Did you hear about the day Backus and Shanker? Well, just Kyle Backus came in.
Okay.
But yeah. It was a celebrity moment.
I did, actually. Marissa told me. She said, one of our sponsors and the big law guy, he came in.
It was incredible. I felt like we met a celebrity. Like, he came on the Nugget Show. Like, it was crazy.
Super cool.
It was actually crazy. But not only are they good dudes, they are really good at what they do. When you get hurt, Backus and Shanker, they are there to help. And they are winning for Colorado families. They are helping those who have been seriously injured in Colorado for more than 25 years, and it is totally free until they win you money in your case. And if you've ever been injured, you know it can get very expensive. You're gonna have medical bills. So the fact that you're not paying anything until they win you money, that is huge to me. There's no fee while they work on your case. There is no fee unless they win your case and win money for you. So Backus and Shanker, they've been doing it a lot. A billion with a B. They've won $1 billion for their clients here in Colorado, and now they've got locations all over, serving Denver, Aurora, Englewood, Fort Collins. But listen, they've got the strength and power to win your case. They've got 30 lawyers. They've got more than 100 staff. So listen, the bottom line, Backus and Shanker helps with all kinds of injury cases where you weren't at fault. So car accidents, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrian, trucks. They can even help you if you're injured at work. So call them. At all Daza's, 222-2222 to find out if you have a case for free, because Backus and Shanker wins. There we go.
That was good.
All Daza's.
That was good. I like it.
Thank you.
Easy to remember.
It is. It could not be an easier to remember phone number.
That's great. That's really fun.
Let's get back to last night's very fun Rockies win that left Padres Twitter absolutely imploding.
Yep.
They were crumbling.
You love to see it.
You simply love to see it. They're very dramatic.
Yeah, as they should be. As we are being.
Not the Rockies' Twitter is dramatic.
No, I think I texted you saying, all right, that's it. They're going undefeated. Calling it now. So we're no overreactions on our end.
On pace for 162. Who would have thought last night Ryan McMahon would have the first stolen base of the season?
I could see it. It makes sense. I do think it's setting the tone. You know, we're going to see that from him.
I want to see some more stolen bases this year. So, that's what I want. That's the top of my wish list.
Yeah. And I'm curious. I know we've talked about this before, but I'm curious to see how the new pitching rules come into play with stolen bases. You know, with obviously being limited to two pickoffs or three if you actually get the pickoff. So I'm curious to see how base runners start to read pitchers differently.
Yeah. No, very interesting. Yeah. As a former pitcher, now that you've seen this pitch clock implemented through all these spring training games and through, you know, one day of major league games, I mean, what are your thoughts? What are your feelings?
I'm okay with it. I think as pitchers, you learn to adapt. It's not something that's completely changing everything about the game. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe I'm a little bit different because I naturally worked quick. I like to set a quick pace. And I was like, get back on the mound. The minute you get the ball back, get ready to go. But I just think you adapt. You learn to adapt. It's new this year, so it's going to be weird for some people. But I think over time, it's going to be one of those things you look back on, like the three-point line in the NBA. Mm-hmm. You know, the three-point line in the NBA is still kind of recent if you think about the history of the sport.
That's true.
And I mean, I can't even think about the NBA if I don't, or basketball without a three-point line. That doesn't even process in my mind. So I think it's just going to become a very typical part of baseball.
Yeah.
And I think pitchers are going to adapt, and they already are. And we're seeing what average time for the for Major League Baseball game yesterday was 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Down from 3 hours and 11 minutes last year. So it's obviously making an impact, a positive impact. 2 hours and 45 minutes is a good median. You're getting your money's worth as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also not staying at the ballpark for 4 hours.
I'm gonna read you some of the game lengths from yesterday. 233, 307, 221, 310, 214, 304, 232, 302, 242, 338. That's like the longest game I think we had was 338. 238, 256. That was the Rockies Padres game. 235, 214, 230. These are fast games.
They are. And I know people, a lot of baseball fans, very typical or, you know, very old fashioned baseball fans are saying like, well, I enjoy, you know, spending 4 hours at a baseball park and on a Saturday when it's 80 degrees in Denver. But I feel like you're still getting that baseball experience. 2.5 hours is still a long time. Like, you're still getting your money's worth out of that. I mean, you think if you go into an NHL game or an NBA game, 2.5 hours is just about what you're going to get when you go to those kind of games. So I think it's good for the sport. And I haven't heard a lot of people complain about it either. I think it's overall being accepted pretty positively.
Yeah, no, I hate the argument too. I think I mentioned this on the show maybe yesterday or the day before, but people are like, it's less baseball. I'm like, no, it's less downtime between the baseball.
Yes, yes. And you're not missing too much. I mean, there's 162 games of baseball throughout the year. You've got plenty of baseball. Trust me.
Yeah.
You're not missing out on anything. And like you said, you're still getting 9 innings at least of baseball.
Yeah. Get to the park a little earlier if you want more time at the park.
Yeah. And there's a lot of fun stuff to do after the game. I mean,
especially we're so spoiled here though. That's
true,
the thing.
True.
Like, we have an incredible neighborhood around our ballpark. Not, a lot of other ballparks don't have what we have here.
True.
So I could see how if you are in one of those places, like if Kansas City.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't go anywhere after the game.
Oakland, same thing.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like, you're
Oakland,
not, you're
oh
not
my
doing
God.
Too much.
Do not go anywhere near the ballpark after the game.
Those games need to be like 4 hours. Can we make an exception for the games in Oakland? Keep their 500 fans in their stadium at all times.
Oh my gosh. Can we talk about the Oakland A's?
Do we have to talk about the
Oakland A's, because Shohei Ohtani, who every single game he is in, does something historic that we've never seen before. And like, there were 5 people in the stands for that game.
Yeah, that opening day. I mean, I grew up in Seattle, so I got to go to a lot of opening days where that was your World Series. The Mariners sucked for years, so you didn't really expect anything from the rest of the season. But you were excited for opening day. Clean slate, sold out game. It was exciting. The A's, I mean, they had the top section tarped off as if this was like a, like, you know, like when the high school team gets to play at the in the big league stadium and, you know, the parents get to come.
I think more people would have showed up for a high school
literally
game.
Like, they had everything tarped off. It was just, it's tough. And it's really sad, too, because, you know, I mean, growing up watching, being a Giants fan and living in Seattle, where I got to watch a lot of those games on the West Coast, there was a rivalry between the Giants and the A's, and you get to see a lot of people getting very involved in Oakland A's games, and they were very passionate in the Bay Area. There was a distinct difference between those two teams.
Yeah.
And now it's just fizzled out. The Giants, they're not going to be very good this year, but they're still selling out games at Oracle Stadium, and the A's are not. They're just not up to that
level.
Not
even close.
Not even
close. I'm trying to look up the
total attendance.
The total attendance.
Yeah.
I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it.
And all you'd have to do is just, I mean, show a picture of it. And like I said, I mean, it looks like a high school state championship.
You know, allegedly it was 26,805 at that game.
That seems high.
It seems a little high.
And it was sparse even in the lower sections. That was the other thing. Is I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, the top sections are.
I was so concerned.
Yeah, it felt like a you know, spring training game or something. So I don't know. The A's have a lot of work to do. I don't think the on-field product can turn some of their problems around completely. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. If they make it to the playoffs and they're playing in a wild card or playoff game, I think they'll have a good turnout. But barring that, I think they've got a lot of other issues they got to work through.
They do, yeah. I hope they get to move within Oakland. I know I've been rooting for that for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got to do something. Because that area around that park is rough.
The area around the park is rough. The Coliseum itself is rough. I know there's some history there with the Raiders having played there, but it's still not a great stadium at all, but arguably one of the worst.
Raiders are gone. They're dead to us.
Yeah.
Just tear down the Coliseum.
It
should not still be up.
It's not good. It's not good.
It's like 20 years too up. It's up too long, about 20 years.
Yeah. So the A's have a lot of issues to work through. It's not going to get better. If opening day was how we just saw, the rest of the season's just downhill from that.
Super brutal. Super, super brutal. What other headlines did we have in terms of baseball? Did you see that Hunter Renfroe no-look catch?
Yeah. That was incredible. That was incredible. We actually got a comment about that too. They talking about the Hunter Renfroe catch. Unbelievable. I mean, how casually he did it, just reaching over his head too. And I will say, there are some plays in the outfield that I've seen, and as someone who's played in the outfield, made like a diving catch or two, some of those plays I watched, I'm like, all right, I know everyone was freaking out. Oh, he made a diving catch, but it really wasn't that hard. His momentum was taking him into it. He just kind of like slowed his momentum by diving into it.
Yeah.
Not the craziest catch in the world. It'll end up on SportsCenter top 10, but it's not the craziest catch in the world. That was one of those plays that I'm like, dude, you lose the ball behind your head and still catch it like that.
You lucked out.
Incredible.
You got lucky.
That was an Ichiro Suzuki kind of catch was what that was.
Oh, you know what?
It was. Like, he makes those kind of catches, and you were just like, what? How did you do that?
Ichiro. Everyone loves Ichiro.
Everyone loves Ichiro. So, yeah, impressive catch. I also liked how, like, just nonchalant he was about it, just kind of casually like, boop, yep, I got it. That was cool.
Yeah, just super chill. Act like you've been there.
Act like you've been there. Speaking of outfield kind of crazy things happening in the outfield. Did you see the Dodgers proposal? I think that was at the Dodgers game, right? The proposal that the guy went out there on the field, a fan ran on the field.
I saw there was a fan on the field. I didn't know that was a proposal.
Oh, so
I thought it was just a dude on the field.
No, dude runs out on the field, gets down on a knee to propose to his girlfriend.
Who's in the stands.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
He's down on his knee, doesn't see security, just full speed laying a blindside hit on him. Dude's hat goes flying. I'm sure the ring, I don't know if he held onto the ring. Did he fumble it? We'll have to check the footage on that. But, oh, that was incredible.
I did not know that was a proposal.
And apparently she said yes.
She should have said no.
She said yes. I saw on Twitter.
She's marrying an idiot.
That was crazy.
Dumb. That is a dumb thing to do.
That was a highlight that you should definitely watch when you get the chance.
First of all, like, that dude can never go back to Dodger Stadium. So, like, you can never go back to the place where you became engaged.
Oh, true.
You know? Like, true. You can't, like, revisit. You can't do engagement photos there. Like,
but his fiance can, because she didn't run out on the field. So can she go back to, like, memory lane and be like, this, and, like, FaceTiming him, like, honey, this is where it all happened. Right there, that's where you got just lit up by that security guard.
Oh, my gosh. I think she should be banned, too, by proxy.
Probably.
Because she encouraged it.
Yeah, security guard did look like Von Miller. Dude was just crushing it.
I saw the tackle. You know, the video that I saw, I couldn't see that he was doing a proposal, but I could hear the music that Dodger Stadium chose to play over him getting arrested.
Oh, who's the outfielder, the center fielder for the Dodgers? I can't think of his name right now.
Who wasn't center
but like
yesterday?
There was a video of his reaction where he was kind of like, you know, like, okay, cool. And then he sees the hit and he's just like, oh my God, that dude just got lit up. So yeah, that was good entertainment. You always love to see that.
That was, you know what? First day, one day in, and we already had a fan on the field.
Getting blown
up. What a freaking dummy. I hope he hears this.
Very Dodger Stadium brand too. That's such an on brand for the Dodgers.
I will say, when I was on my road trip and I went to Dodger Stadium, there were three or four people who went out onto the field, but they were protesting.
Oh, really?
They went out. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. And also, I'm kind of glad they did it because then I learned so much. They went out on the field holding signs with the names of the neighborhoods that got bulldozed to build Dodger Stadium.
Oh, wow, that's deep.
So I was like, oh, God. So I like looked up like the names because I had my big camera with me. I was on my road trip. So I was like, oh, what is that? I typed it all in. I was like, wait, I'm actually really glad they did that because I just learned so much.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a totally different approach. I don't think I've seen that very much. I know, you know, I've seen footage a long time ago when the Vietnam War was happening and you see those protesters running out, you know, protesting against the war. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a stage where you can get a message across, but that's interesting. I haven't seen that.
You know what? I felt like it was appropriate just because we were all there enjoying a game. And it's like, you know, their families would still be enjoying their homes.
Yeah, yeah. That's that.
If we weren't there.
You've been to Dodger Stadium. If you've been to Dodger Stadium, you know, like it is kind of in the neighborhoods. Like you got to drive through neighborhoods to get into where the park is on top of a hill. And it's a gorgeous area, too. It's really pretty.
I love that area. Yeah. I know that's an unpopular opinion here in Colorado, but I like Dodger Stadium.
If you like LA and the palm trees and like to visit, I don't know, I never want to live there, but like if you like that kind of vibes every once in a while, it's a nice spot.
Oh, by the way, the center fielder yesterday was James Outman.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's standing out there just like in shock of what he had just seen. Football happening out in the outfield.
I think he debuted at Coors Field actually last season.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. He debuted. Brian Servant hit a home run because Brian Servant loves hitting home runs when other dudes are debuting.
Yeah, yeah. did you see that that they're doing a whole new thing? Whenever someone makes their Major League Baseball debut, they get a debut patch, and then Topps. I believe it was Topps, right?
Yeah,
maybe it was
Era. It's Topps.
It's Topps. Yeah, they're taking that as like a one-out-of-one collection item that people can, you know, bid for the jersey of the player.
Patrick and I talked about this yesterday because I thought it was such a cool thing, but then I realized that it was for... It was a thing that they were going to make money off of. And I was like, I thought it was going to be like a keepsake for the dude.
So I felt the same way. My first reaction was a little bit like, you know what? If I spent the first 20 years of my life busting my butt to try to get to the big leagues and I finally make it happen, no matter what else happens after that, like I want to keep that jersey. Like I want every single piece of clothing that I wore.
I want every stitch of that jersey.
Literally, the ball that I first caught, the bat that I want a trophy case that's just like, that was my opening day. That was my Major League Baseball debut. I think that's one of the most romantic things in all of sports, but baseball especially, is like getting that call up, getting the phone call like, hey man, this is it. You're gonna be getting the start for the first time. And you know, and so I thought that was a little bit of a bummer.
Yeah,
you
know? I'm a little bummed, but also like it's cool for whoever gets that one of one.
True.
Speaking of keepsakes, we got to talk about FOCO because they have all kinds of souvenirs that you can order. We've got some of them on our set right here. One of a kind bobbleheads.
Yeah.
Incredible gear. My favorite article of clothing that I own right now is my FOCO sweatshirt blanket.
Nice. It is very comfy looking. I have. Yeah, yeah.
They're ridiculous, but they are so comfortable. They
never
are
leave
so
them.
Warm.
Yeah, I just wear them everywhere.
I shoveled the snow in it like a couple months ago.
That is a vibe.
That's how warm it is.
Nice.
Super cozy for home. But yeah, FOCO, they are our friends and they are the leading manufacturer of sports and entertainment merchandise with a product line that includes apparel, accessories, toys, collectibles, novelty items, and more. And not just for Colorado teams, for all of the teams, for all of the sports fans in your life. These are great gifts. These are great little memorabilias. But yeah, they've got it all. They've got officially licensed gear for all sports and fandoms with every team. So you got to take a look and see what they have. But yeah, FOCO, they've got our back for Colorado sports. They've got your back too. They've got the best gear around and you can get 10% off if you use promo code DNVR. That's for all non-presale items. But yeah, there's a link in our description. If you click on that, they know that we sent you. And yeah, use code DNVR. You get that 10% off. Can't beat that.
No, it's always good. Get
in this
some
economy?
Good fan gear. Yeah, right. Anything at a discount is great.
I love this Arizona bobblehead. Like, this is so cool.
The sunrise or sunset, whatever you want to take at it on it.
I'm
going
to say it's a sunset because we've got stars on the helmet, you know? Also, shout out Isaiah. Happy birthday. Isaiah in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
We got
happy
a birthday,
birthday
boy.
Isaiah.
Let's go.
Nice.
It's also Megan's birthday.
Yes.
Yes,
I know you guys
are
having a girls' night tonight.
We're going out to dinner.
That's fun.
I'm so excited.
Well, there you go. Hey, enjoy it. Party hard. It's Friday Afternoon Club.
Friday afternoon club. We're just going to like...
With a birthday.
Yeah, with a birthday. Good stuff.
Good times.
It's good stuff.
And celebrating a Rockies win while we can.
Aries season. Let's go.
Of course you knew. Of course you know.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't
On brand. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't I? All right. What else do we need to get into today? Did you... Okay. Oh, hold on a second. Oh, Kale, I don't know if you loaded this tweet in, the CC Sabathia one. Okay, so CC Sabathia tweeted out something that would convince him to take himself out of retirement. Could you guess what it is? What do you think it is that would get CC Sabathia out of retirement?
I have no idea. That dude is so into retirement right now. He is not coming out. I have no idea what would get him out of retirement.
What if it's an article of clothing?
Still.
Yeah, you're still. This
still
is,
drawing a blank.
So right here, we've got these Tims.
Oh, never would have guessed that.
With the cleats. They're cleats and they're Tims. These look nice, actually. But CC Sabathia saw this and said, oof, these might get me out of retirement. These are fire.
Wow.
These are fire.
Can you imagine seeing someone wearing those? That would be, I would tune in to watch a game if a pitcher or a player of any sort was wearing Tim's on the mound.
I think maybe the Rockies could have used them with the field conditions last night at Petco.
Oh my gosh, yeah, for sure. The Rockies are probably one of the teams out there that really could use some Tim's, just in general. I mean, you know, it's have you seen the weather today? Could you imagine playing a game at Coors Field today?
Oh my gosh, the wind.
I felt like my car was gonna do donuts when I was trying to drive over here. It was so windy. My dog almost blew away. Dude, he was struggling.
Dude.
He was struggling on his walk.
Poor guy.
So
little.
Tim's would be a good idea. Especially cleats. Really lock into the ground there.
I'm obsessed. I have a pair of Tim's at home that are actual Tim's. Like, they're not an off brand. They're not a knockoff. They are Tim's and they've got like a big chunky heel.
Yeah, maybe that'd be a good street shoe too. You just add it to their street line, you know.
Yeah.
Throw some cleats on the bottom and cleats they're snowshoes.
They're,
you know,
so hard to walk in.
They are.
Like, if you're not
on
a field.
And they're so loud. They're so loud too. Like, I remember walking at home sometimes. I'd come home from a game and I wouldn't have my cleats off and I'd be walking like in the driveway at my house and it's just like crunching all the way up my driveway. Yeah. Good times. Good memories.
Okay, we've got some hilarious stuff in the comments. Trevor's like, oh, Judge needs those.
Yeah.
David's like, nah, Judge is already tall enough. It's true.
If it helps him hit more home runs, we always enjoy seeing that.
Oh my gosh. I love it. I'm obsessed.
First at bat for him yesterday with a home run. That was good.
Wasn't surprised.
Wasn't surprised.
You just know watching that. I'm like, no, he's going to hit a home run opening day. You just knew it.
And I know, I mean, it's a little bittersweet for me seeing him do it against the Giants, but the Giants, they're whatever. They had a tough year last year. They're on the downhill slope. So to see Aaron Judge hit a home run, that was cool. I'll take that any day.
Is it more painful seeing Aaron Judge hit a home run against your Giants, knowing that there were so many rumors swirling about him becoming a Giant?
I don't even want to talk about that. That was such a roller coaster of emotions last year when it was like he goes to the 49ers game. He's, you know, and he's involved in these conversations. And don't get me wrong, the Giants need a lot more than Aaron Judge. So I wasn't like, you know, he wasn't going to turn everything around for them. But I just would have loved to see Judge, even in this division. You know, I mean, I'm a Giants fan. I'm a Rockies fan as well, you know, living here in Colorado. And so it'd be just cool to be able to play against him and to see, you know, him in person, because you don't see a lot of outer division games. You don't see a lot of, you know, American League versus National League games. And it was actually interesting. And you kind of brought up this point about the last time the Giants and the Yankees played each other on opening day. It was a long time ago. It was.
Oh, yeah. So the last time the Giants opened the season in New York.
In New York.
Was when they were the New York Giants.
The New York Giants.
That is wild.
That's a long time ago.
A long-ass time ago.
So, yeah, that's so I
It was weird. It was such
that.
A weird thing. Like, that was the first game I watched yesterday because it was on MLB Network. And I'm like, the Giants are in New York? What is happening?
Yeah, and so, you know, like seeing Judge, if he had been on the Giants, being able to see him play at Coors Field multiple times a year, that would have been really cool.
Yeah.
To see him play at elevation and to just enjoy watching his offense, even if it's against the team that you're rooting for. So, yeah, I was a little bitter on that one. But
I think the media out there found someone had ordered a Giants jersey that said Arson Judge, you know, to commemorate that tweet from John Heyman where he said that Aaron Judge was going to the Giants, but also had a typo and wrote Arson. Someone ordered a jersey that says Arson Judge, and the dude goes like, yeah, it was like the best, like, hour of my life, the hour that I thought that this was going to happen.
Literally. Again, the roller coaster of emotions was just, it was tough.
What a time. And we said, we talked about that so much on the show too. I was like, we're never going to mention Aaron Judge on the show again. But it's a new show. It's a new season. It's a new show.
New season, new show.
New vibes.
He's one home run behind CJ Krohn's leading home run list.
Imagine being one home run behind CJ Krohn.
Couldn't be Judge. Yeah. What's he doing? He's got to figure it out. But yeah, it was fun to see him, his offense get alive. I just enjoy watching him play. You know, he's one of those guys that it's like, doesn't matter if he's playing against your team, as long as it's not a playoff game or a World Series game, you just enjoy watching his type of offense.
Yeah. You know what we forgot to talk about in terms of last night's Rockies game? We didn't talk about J-Law.
Yes.
We did not talk about how filthy J-Law was. A 1-2-3 inning.
That's all you could ask for. It's a good 1-2-3 inning against a very good offensive team. The Padres are not a team that you would go 1-2-3 against very often.
Justin Lawrence made those dudes look like little leaguers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Incredible.
And there's times like that when you're feeling it, where you're just like, put me back in, coach. Like that's another one of those, you know, I was talking about two home runs in a game, that kind of feeling. That's another one of those feelings where you just come on and every single pitch you're throwing is just dicing up guys. And you walk off the mound like, yeah, I just freaking crushed that. You know, like I just dominated those three dudes on the mound.
And he's
Take a seat, and
he's coming off of a great performance in the WBC too.
Yep.
He was their closer. He's the closer for all of Panama. He can do this easy. Eighth inning, nothing.
Yeah.
Padres, incredible lineup. $1 billion on the field.
Yeah. It was like that kid for what team was it? Was it Cuba, I think? Who came in and like struck out like three of the best hitters in baseball on Dominican Republic, and then he got a minor league deal right after that.
Yes.
It's like one of those situations, and
I love those stories.
I know, right? That's a good feel good story. But J-Law had a good outing, and those are just confidence boosters too. When you can go out and have a solid outing against a very good team, it helps you carry that momentum into the next game.
Yeah, last night was fun. I want to do it all over again. I want the same thing. I want the same outcome.
Yeah, right. Let's just keep it rolling.
Opening day tacos.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you. I'm just so excited about opening day tacos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Opening day tacos. So many things to be excited about.
I think one of us tweeted from the Rockies account. We were like, ooh, the Rockies are on pace for 162 tacos. And like someone replied like, don't you get four tacos with the deal? I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. Does anyone actually get the tacos?
Please tell me
if you get the tacos from Taco Bell after a Rockies win or after a Rockies score seven runs.
That's true. We talk about it a lot, but we've never taken advantage of it.
It's just like the excitement of getting to the point where you have seven runs. You can tweet out tacos.
Does the businesses and the establishments even know? Are they aware of the deal? Like, if you showed up to a Taco Bell and were like, hey, the Rockies, like, would they look at you like you're stupid, you know?
You know what? I mean, I think it's like one of those also like participating locations kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's a franchise, you know?
Yeah. So I don't know.
So, I mean, I'm sure like there are a bunch of them who don't participate.
Maybe that's a content idea for you guys.
Marissa's
in the area somewhere. That's something she can do, you know, with all of us, is we go to a Taco Bell and actually take advantage of tacos.
See how many Taco Bells we have to get the taco deal?
Yes. Like a scavenger hunt.
I like this. Whoever can get their free tacos the fastest wins.
I like that too. And you as the fans can also participate. If you go out and get tacos and you actually get it, send us where you got the tacos.
Let us know.
And send us a picture and tag us at DNVR Rockies on Twitter, because we will totally hype you up for going and getting tacos.
Okay, at least one other person in the comments says that they've never actually gotten the tacos. It's not just us.
Right? Like, it's one of those things you just talk about.
But it's just fun to talk about. It's really just for the pride. Good for Taco Bell. They got us talking about them. And they're not even giving us tacos for it.
No. But the Rockies, we'll have to see if we can hold up that end and get some tacos this year.
Oh, you know what? David brings up an interesting point. So I think the deal in Arizona, they only need five runs to get Taco Bell.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Seems kind of cheap.
Yeah. But I think Albuquerque, it's 10 runs because it's Albuquerque.
10 runs?
Yeah.
God, no one's ever getting tacos in Albuquerque.
Well, no, Albuquerque games are crazy, though, because they have the same elevation as we have here in Denver.
Oh, interesting. Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
I guess
just
that's
like
true.
A much more hitter-friendly ballpark. The whole Pacific League is a very hitter-friendly league.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And the pitchers, I mean, it's like at that point you're trying to figure out still, you're trying to still work on your movement on your pitches. And so like you'll get guys who can like pipe 99, but it's like right down the middle. And if you get some hitters that can figure that out, you're like, oh, well, there's four home runs in this game and it's the third inning. Tacos for everyone. If you can find them.
they do be getting tacos down there in Albuquerque. I wonder if they still have that deal. But yeah, I know that they were doing a 10-run taco situation.
Tacos are better in Albuquerque anyways. If you've been to Albuquerque,
they're so good.
Tacos are very good in Albuquerque.
Got that good green chili.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that businesses actually put green chili, like fast food restaurants, put green chili on their typical burgers in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Like Marissa took me to New Mexico last year for the first time. I'd never been. Mm-hmm. And we went to like a Burger King or something and they had like a green chili option. And it was like mind blowing to me.
Oh yeah. It's like a whole thing. Like
very West Coast. I mean, I'd never experienced that.
I got on my way down to spring training, I got stuck in Albuquerque a little longer than I wanted to because there was a dust storm warning on my route. So I was like, okay, I'm going to hang tight.
Yeah.
But for my friend that I was staying with, I was like, all right, I'm coming back. Like, do you want me to get breakfast at, where did I go? Wex, which is like a very popular spot. But I was like, oh, what do you want? And he was like, oh, I want this. I want that. I want that. Christmas. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I learned about that.
I didn't know about Christmas.
Red and green chili.
Red and green chilies. So sorry to the people of New Mexico if I like spoiled a secret
and
that's
Colorado.
Supposed to be like, and if you know, you know.
Yeah. And Colorado. I mean, since moving here, there's a lot of green chili and red chili that is being served. Green chili was like a treat for us in Seattle. Like you know, it was very rare. We'd make our own, you know, and then coming to Colorado, I joke with Marissa all the time. Every time I see green chili on a menu, I'm like, babe, they have green chili. And she's like, everyone has green chili in Denver. Like you're in Denver. Of course it's green chili. So I'm still learning.
Culture shock.
It's great. I'm in heaven here.
Yeah, no, that's the one thing that I'm just like, oof. I mean, the one thing about, you know, being here in this region of the country, it's like, ooh, we got green chili. We got like good Mexican food. I miss good Italian food.
Does Coors Field?
Not as much good Italian food.
True. Does Coors Field have good green chili options? I haven't actually gotten with green chili at Coors.
I can't say that I've eaten food at Coors Field in a while, just because, like, you know, we're so up in the press box during the games.
True.
But at my favorite nacho stand, it's not a regular queso, it's a green chili queso.
So that's good. Yep.
So that is my favorite ballpark queso of all time.
Yeah.
It is so good.
I'm curious because, like I said, I'm still relatively new to Colorado. I've only been living here for a couple years. So if you, in the comments, if you guys have been here going to Rockies games your whole life, let me know if there's some good green chili food at Rockies games. I love green chili, so I will get on board with that any chance I get.
I know you don't get to go to opening day. Are you going to try to go to any opening weekend?
Yeah.
Opening series games?
First chance I get. I'm at a game. It's baseball season, so I'm going to try to get to as many games as I can.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where I am, if I'm here, Seattle, San Francisco, Chicago, I'm going to games wherever I'm at. So I'm blessed to be able to go to such a beautiful ballpark here in Colorado.
We're spoiled.
We're very
spoiled. Listen, I can say for a fact, because I've seen them all.
Yes,
we're
you
spoiled.
Have. Yeah.
This is a great setup. Do you guys have travel plans this season? Do you guys have anything on your list?
As of now, no, but I would love to. I actually really want to get back to Seattle and go to a Mariners game, assuming that they do well this year. I was telling you a little bit about this before the show. I know some people, some friends who I grew up with who are working at the stadium at Safeco Field, well, T-Mobile.
Yes.
A park now.
A man of habit, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. And they were saying that, you know, the Mariners front office got a little bit of a taste of winning last year for the first time since 2001, and they are going all in. They installed smoke cannons in the stadium. They've got flamethrowers up near like the kind of train track up top. Mm-hmm. Like they are embracing the fan experience. And the Mariners had a very good game to start off their season. And if you watch some of their highlights, Ty France's home run, you'll see how enthusiastic the fans are. Just that taste of having good baseball back for the first time since 2001.
That was a long drought.
Is incredible. Mm-hmm. And so I really want to, if the Mariners are playing up to their expectations, I want to go back and watch a game, especially like a Mariners-Yankees rivalry game.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. See, visit family. So that's kind of my hope right now is to go back and watch some West Coast games. And
Mariners-Yankees rivalry. Is that a rivalry to the Yankees or just Mariners?
That's a great question. I would love to say that it's both ways. I think from a playing standpoint, the Mariners historically, if you look at the stats, have won a lot of those games, which I think makes it a bit of a rivalry for the Yankees because the Mariners have just, I think it's because they have that mindset. The fans are really into it. They're always sold out games. But it's definitely more for the Mariners' hearts than it is for the Yankees.
Yeah.
It's one of those like, oh, the Yankees are like, eh, come on, you guys, like, stop it. You're in third place right now in the division. Like, stop it.
One of these days, the Yankees will take the Mariners seriously.
Yeah, but the Mariners are getting back into it. We've got some good prospects, some good players. Julio Rodriguez, you love to see him doing well.
J-Rod, my rookie of the year last year.
Yeah.
Because I called it.
Yeah.
I got it right.
He's a stud. He's a stud.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm excited to watch the Mariners, and I think they're going to be a lot of fun to see this year. And it's also good because I get a little conflicted rooting for the Giants and the Rockies since they're in the same division, so that gets a little challenging. But the Mariners, I'm like, you guys are in the AL.
No worries.
I can root for you guys all year long. Totally cool.
Yeah.
So I'll be rooting for the Mariners this year.
The Rockies are going to Seattle in April.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have family
that's going to be planning on going. My sister's here, so maybe she'll get the chance to go watch that game.
Yes, yeah. I love that. Yeah. My favorite moment at T-Mobile, what was it called before?
Safeco. Yeah, T-Mobile. I know.
I probably told this story on the pod before, but Ty France, first baseman, there is a section of fans. They call themselves the South of France. They are down the first baseline.
Yes.
And there was like a game that I went to where they actually like worked with the Mariners to have a promo night where like everyone was wearing like berets and like they were giving out baguettes at the park.
Amazing. Yeah.
They were giving out baguettes. So I was like, okay, like if I were French, I'd be like, what the hell is happening
here? The Mariners do a really good job of getting fans super involved. I don't know if you remember when King Felix Hernandez was named King Felix and everyone had the yellow shirts and the K's for the king and the strikeouts. And I remember the game after he threw the perfect game, I didn't get to go to that game. I had friends who did. But seeing the pictures of a sold out Safeco Field and it was a sea of yellow, the whole thing. It's like the middle of the year, like meaningless baseball. Sold out Mariners game, sea of yellow shirts, everyone with K's. They put a K on everyone's seats.
Oh,
and it was just incredible. You're just like, what a random thing. And then there was another guy, a Canadian pitcher. Forgot what his name is. He's jumped around from a few teams. But he was one of their top pitchers, and they had the maple trees, big maple. And they had all the maple trees that they planted up on the top of the stadium. So they're a lot of fun. That's a fun ballpark
They're a fun organization. Oh, David says in the chat, older Yankees fans are still salty about 1995. Okay. I love a little drama. And like, hopefully, you know, with like a good Mariners team, I love anyone who gives the Yankees a run for their money. You know what I mean?
And you bring up a good point, David, because I think this could turn, if the Mariners are good this year and the Yankees are good this year, it could turn into a both sides rivalry. You know, it's been a one-sided rivalry for a while, but if the Mariners and the Yankees are both good teams this year, that could be a stressful game for the Yankees or a stressful series for the Yankees. So that could be one you keep on your calendars if you're turning on the TV to watch some random baseball. Mm-hmm. If you see the Mariners-Yankees playing each other this year, that could be a good one.
All right, let's reel it in.
Yes.
We have just over an hour until first pitch out in San Diego. Kyle Freeland's taking the mound. Daz is hitting leadoff. Brian's out in right field. Blackman's DHing. CJ Krohn is back at first base. McMahon's at second. Montero's at third. Diaz is catching. Castro's out in left field. Tovar at shortstop.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Freeland too. You know, I mean, I think it's always nice when you get to see your stars take the mound for the first time in a real game after spring training. And we had a good outing yesterday from Marquez, so Kyle Freeland, it's his chance to shine.
I love it.
I'm excited.
Our little Colorado King. Make sure you tune in on Sunday because we have our getaway day show that's going to be right after last pitch out in San Diego. Patrick and I will be back. Brendan Vogt will be back on the show. That'll be a good time. Make sure you get your tickets for that DNVR Rockies takeover because we're going to sell out. We haven't yet, so get on it now. It's going to be a lot of fun. Party bus, Brex on the bus. Mm. You're getting a free t-shirt. Like, that's insane. We love a free t-shirt. Yeah, Brex. There's Brex right there.
Best Brex there is right there.
I would guess that we're doing cans on the bus, not bottles.
True.
I would guess.
Canned Avalanche Amber is my go-to, so yes. We've got it right here. These are tempting.
All right, guys. Also, we know it's hard to catch games. You can catch them all here this weekend. I'll be here watching them. It'll be a good time. Christian, tell us where we can follow you on social media.
On Twitter, at CJJSayez. And yeah, that's the best way.
We got Kale producing too. Kale like didn't even have, we did so much blabbing, Kale didn't even get a word in.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
What's
Kale,
up?
Kale doesn't have his hat on today. It's a good look for Kale.
Big day.
Big
no
day.
Hat. No
Big
hat,
day.
Kale.
Big yeah. day.
Love to see it.
Kale has been, I don't know, you guys need to know, Kale has been like mixing up his look like a little bit the past couple of weeks.
Yes.
Just like every day trying something a little different.
It's
and
fun.
I love that. It's fresh. It's fun.
Fresh and fun.
Fresh and fun. Kale's got drip, you know?
Oh,
he just
so
does.
Much. So much.
He's one of the drippiest guys here.
Yeah, we like working with Kale. Kale's a good
we
guy.
Love
Kale.
It.
Where you at on social media, my friend?
At Kale Sorbo on Twitter, at Blue Eyes with a Backpack on Instagram.
Nice.
And he spells Kale with two L's, not like Kale McCarr.
Similar, but different.
Some of the same letters.
Yes.
Some of the same letters.
We love our Kales here in Colorado.
We do. Make sure you are following all the latest Rockies news at DNVR_Rockies. On Twitter, you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. And Christian, you know what we say about how I close out a show?
Not today.
I don't know how to close out a show, but whatever. We will see you later. We will see you on Sunday post game.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.